A scientist in Western Australia has discovered a new Australian native species of bee. Dr. Kit Prendergast, the native bee scientist who made a discovery, chose the name Megachile hachirippus, Lucifer, for the bee in reference to its devil-like black horns. The Wire's Meave Groom asked Dr. Prendergast what the moment was like when she realised she had discovered an entirely new bee species.
So it was back in 2019 when I was asked to survey a critically endangered plant in the goldfields for its pollinators. So this plant, we didn't know what visited it and potentially pollinated it. And a bee that I collected from this plant, as well as on the mass flowering eucalypts, a little Maui called Eucalyptus libida that was in flower at the time, it had these really cool structures on its clypeus, which is the bee's face, these devil-like horns. And when I was identifying all the specimens I collected, I realized this was one that hadn't been described. And that was quite exciting, but also not that unusual, because there are many undescribed species of Australian native bees. But I decided that this bee was very distinctive, and given it visited this critically endangered plant, I was going to make it my mission to scientifically describe it so it could have a name and so that we could learn about it and raise awareness about it.
Apart from the horns that you described, what else makes this new bee species unique? What sets it apart from other species of Australian bees we already know?
Yeah, so the particular shape of the horns is very distinctive, and also a diagnostic feature for many bee species is the shape of the male reproductive parts, and essentially like the shape of the last segment on the male bee's abdomen, sort of his butt, a different shape to the other male bees in this subgenus Hachirippus. Another, you know, distinguishing feature for all species is they all have a unique DNA or genetic signature, and I was able to confirm that as well with DNA barcoding.
How long does it usually take to confirm something is a new species?
It involves quite a lot of detective work. So you read the published descriptions of related species, go to the museums to check that it hasn't been collected before, and, you know, if you're describing new species and you look at those specimens that are undescribed and include them in your description. So going to museums, and nowadays it's quite important as well to include the genetics, so DNA barcoding it, which involves taking a little bit of tissue with bees, it's part of a leg, and then sending that off for DNA barcoding, so the genes are sequenced in this particular gene called the CO1 gene. So yeah, it's a lot of work, and then the way you write up a species description, there's a lot of measurement, so a lot of macro photos and taking measurements and looking at the bee under the microscope and any identifying features and writing it up, sort of a particular formula for new species descriptions. So it's a lot of work.
And you've mentioned in your writing that there are still hundreds of Australian native bee species still unidentified. Why do so many remain undiscovered?
Two issues. One is that there is very little funding into Australian native bee taxonomy. There's no permanent native bee taxonomy positions, paid positions, and very little funding available. And, you know, to describe this species, I had to apply for grants from the Goldfields Environmental Management Group, which I'm very grateful for.
And I guess my final question would be, are there regions of Australia that are biodiversity hotspots for some of these undiscovered species?
I think that there's many areas in Australia that haven't been surveyed for native bees yet. Australia is such a big continent with many remote areas, and so I have no doubt that there's many parts of Australia that there are undescribed species, and potentially even species that we haven't collected before. Also species that might fly really high up in the canopies of trees, which are very hard to survey and sample. So a lot of discoveries to be made.
That was native bee scientist from Curtin University, Dr. Kit Prendergast, speaking with The Wire's Meave Groom.